The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod. Hello and welcome to The Odd Pod with some news you may have missed over the weekend. An angry McDonald's customer called the police after missing out on breakfast when she got stuck in a drive-through queue. The woman was left fuming when she arrived at the window minutes after the 11 a.m. cut-off to find out breakfast was no longer being served at the branch of McDonald's in East Grinstead in West Sussex. She called the police at about 11:30 to complain how it was unfair that staff had refused to serve her a McMuffin meal. But unimpressed officers weren't having any of it and warned her it was not a police matter. Mid-Sussex Neighbourhood Police Inspector Darren Taylor revealed the incident on Twitter. He said, "A call at 11:30 this morning from an angry lady who stated due to the queue at the McDonald's drive-thru in East Grinstead, by the time she got to the window, the breakfast service had stopped and she couldn't order a breakfast. The lady was given words of advice about ringing the police." Inspector Taylor told the Sun newspaper she wanted us to speak to McDonald's about the situation as she felt it was unfair. "We kindly informed her this was an incident which she should take up with McDonald's and was not a police matter, and that we would not be investigating her complaint." Twitter users branded the unnamed woman as a McMuppet for her behaviour, with one calling for police to give her a good frying, whilst another suggested a call should have been made to the special brunch. And in other news, a 30-year-old man decided to change his name to Celine Dion after having a few too many glasses of wine. Thomas Dodd, otherwise known as Celine, had the idea whilst watching one of the Canadian singer's concerts on YouTube over Christmas. He thought it would be a great idea to pay £89 to officially change his name, but completely forgot about it when the official deed poll documents landed on his doorstep this week. "Once you receive your papers, you need to sign them before an independent witness and inform your relevant record holders before your name is considered changed." But Thomas has no plans to go back on his decision and hopes it might get him backstage at one of his idol's future gigs. He admits he's dreading telling his bosses about his new name and that his mum has not seen the funny side of it at all. Thomas is a hospitality manager from Tamworth in Staffordshire. He explained how he came up with his idea after getting drunk whilst watching Celine Dion perform a show in Las Vegas on YouTube. He said, "I'd been planning to go and see her in Vegas, but obviously couldn't go due to COVID. So I've become a bit hooked with watching her concerts, as it's the next best thing. I'm a bit obsessed with her, and I always have been. But I don't know why it crossed my mind to change my name to hers. I can't really remember doing it, and I forgot all about it by the day after." By the way, his mother refuses to speak to him now, and his girlfriend isn't that impressed either. "I did tell her it could be worse and it could have been Boris Johnson," he said. "We're just lucky he doesn't have any live concerts on YouTube." She finds it funny now, though, as does my sister, but she nearly choked on her sandwich when I told her. "I'm also dreading telling work. How do I tell them that they have to refer to me as Celine Dion from now on? I'm a lifelong fan, and I went to see her a couple of years ago, but my dream is to still go out and see her in Vegas. I think she's just amazing and has an incredible voice. I'm more upset that I haven't inherited the voice or the bank account, but that's something I can work on."
The Odd Pod.